All right, Patrick, this is a reading from Mitch Garver's Instagram account last night. Quick update. I did leave the game last night with a quote-unquote groin contusion and had to go to the emergency room for an ultrasound. The imaging showed I needed surgery, and so surgery was performed. I'm recovering well. Yeah. Would you rather die or take a full-speed foul tip to the area that Mitch Garver took one?
I did not see the play. Was it just a direct hit on the cup then, or on the it wasn't up. It didn't come up, go straight down and then come up underneath or anything. It was just so powerful that it shattered the protection he has there. Is that how it worked? I didn't see it.
I tried not to watch it again.
Well, God love them. That's the reason they call them the tools of ignorance, right?
Well, I think after last night, it might just be a tool of ignorance, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. What, hey, Phil, did you ever catch in your baseball career?
So actually in fifth grade baseball, they made me, I was a Husky Phil Mackey, fifth grade. And so they always put the Husky kid behind home plate because we took up the most space. So I did. Yeah. I did catch in fifth grade. It was very difficult.
Thank God I wasn't a fat ass until I got out of high school. I would have had to catch, but I didn't. I didn't start putting them on until I found out the lights of fear. So I never had to catch, and I could never quite figure out why anybody wanted to do it. I think it is the toughest position in sports because. You can talk about goaltending, but those guys are all wrapped up in equipment. They're not going to get injured by a puck very often. But baseball between all the foul tips you're taking and the mask. The other day we had just had their mask completely rattled. I saw, and he just kind of shook his head and kept on going. It wasn't Garver. I can't remember who it was.
Well, Rortvedt got hit in the head with a bat backswing too.
Yes,
well, I think that was yesterday's game, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
It's unreal. But you know what? The excuses, the injuries have now gone from excuses to. Intolerable. I mean, they cannot function with what they are putting on the field right now. And it's not an excuse for what has taken place the first 2 months of the year, but it is now. It's officially curtains for these guys. I don't know who they're going to, they're probably going to have to call up Keon Broxton to play center field, and he's hitting 190 in St. Paul. They're going to have to, they're just down to playing guys that don't belong here. And they weren't very good when they had guys who did belong here. This is incredible. What's going to be, they're going to have 8 guys on the DL, I think. 8 or 9 when this day's over. They didn't tell us who's coming up yet, right?
No, I've not seen it yet.
Kyle Garlick. The reason Kyle Garlick was available is nobody thought he could play in the outfield, and he's now your replacement for Byron Buxton at center field. This is not a good idea right here. This is not going to work. Having Kyle cover the gaps, I don't think, is going to is what you had in mind. And you got Willie in play in right field. This could have been. Quite possibly, and you had Kirov and left, right?
Yes.
Bad Twins outfields in history. They weren't this bad in the Cleet Thomas Rene Tassoni era.
Wow!
Bring back Dan Ford, Norwood, Willie Norwood, Patrick. Bring him back.
Yeah, but Willie could run. And get the ball. He just kind of had a tendency to overrun it or underrun it or miss it. But he was very fast. It was just when he got there, he was Troy Williamson. That was the problem. But that outfield wasn't good. But they had all athletes: Bombo and Willie Norwood and Hoskin Powell and those guys. They could all run. They just weren't really good. But these guys are. This is incredible. How you saw that team. Somebody said yesterday it looked like one of Gardy's lineups on a Thursday. There's no choice here. This is what they're left to be. That's just what they're left with. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. Which players? Who are the three most rippable players for their performance this year?
Sanal A. Maeda B. And
Colome probably got to be on that list, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Colome, they gave him a job that he wasn't supposed to have. You know, I don't blame him for not being good. I don't think that. I blame them for being stupid. But who's your other one? I mean, I don't know. Maeda's the biggest flops. Sano, Maeda,
Donaldson.
Kepler's a contender. Donaldson's a contender. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Donaldson probably. I don't know. Phil, three ain't enough. Three ain't enough. We need more options than this.
So. Name of a TV show. Three ain't enough.
Yeah. Three isn't enough, right? Yeah. We need more options than that. There's a half dozen of them that are horrible. Here's the deal. Now Garber was actually picking it up, looked good, was taking a ball the other way once in a while, not just striking out. But your catchers are going to be Jeffers and Rortman. Neither of them belongs in the big leagues. Sano's a waste of space, right? Polanco's okay. Simmons is not as good a player as I thought he was going to be. Because he's okay, and he's a very good fielder when the ball's around him, but he's a very odd player. He does goofy stuff. Donaldson is not nearly the player we thought he was going to be. And everybody else is here. There's nothing here to tie your wagon to right now. So now Pineda's claiming he's got something wrong with him too, right?
Forearm tightness.
Forearm, we got him, forearm. So what is your rotation? The Dauber, the Shoe, J.A. Ja, Maeda's Barrios, Maeda's hurt, Pineda, you know damn well that Doc Rock's going to give Pineda 2 weeks off, right? So who's the fifth starter now? I've seen Bailey Ogle. That was enough. Who's next? It's brutal.
Who's pitching decent for the Saints? That's who's next.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter at this point, though, because like you said, it's curtains.
Whoever he is, he's 33 years old. Their best pitcher, the best pitcher they got to look forward to, I believe, is in Cedar Rapids, Canarino. He's going to be good.
That's encouraging.
If he stays healthy. But I don't think we're going to bump a guy up from A to the big league. So
you guys don't get it. The Shoe has been fantastic. It's misfortune and bad luck that has screwed the Shoe, and you guys want to blame him.
If you don't believe it, ask the Shoe. And I'm actually writing a little something on my old buddy, Mike Marshall. I love that guy because he was just a screwball. And he wouldn't, he wouldn't shut up. He was the greatest quote man of all time. You had to hang up on him if you called him. And as a reporter. But I said, the thing about Mike is, if you doubted he was a genius, just ask him. He would guarantee you, man, was he something. He was, I don't know what, they aren't telling us what did him in at 78. He never looked like he was a physical fitness freak, but he always talked as if he was one. I don't know what led to his demise yesterday. So
Pat, we got to run for the day here, but we'll expand that list from 3 to 12 next time we ask you and give you a canvas to paint on.
Good. Good luck, Mitch. Good luck, Mitch. I think Mama Mitch is going to be delivering another baby here pretty soon.
Good thing they got that work in before yesterday.
Good timing. All right. See ya.
All right. See ya, Pat. All right. That's Rapping with Royce here. I'm Mackie and Judd.